guys, and welcome to another episode of the Forex Chef podcast. A real STP broker has become a unicorn. If you do find a real one, let us know as well. There aren't so many left anymore. Many brokers use as a selling tool the label STP broker, but it is not always the case. Finding out how to recognize a true STP broker can be really challenging and frustrating if you don't know what to look for and where to look for it. In this episode, we will show you a few simple things to look for and understand the execution venue of a broker. Before diving in, we shall start by explaining a few facts you must be familiar with before starting your search. Number 1. What is an STP broker? Straight through the process, hence the initials, is a broker that cannot execute its client's orders on its own and must send it straight to an execution venue. Number 2. What is an execution venue? It can be another broker, a regulated market, or a systematic internalizer, among others, and which can execute the forex trading orders. Number 3. What types of brokers can be the execution venues? In order to execute orders on its own, a broker must have dealing on account type of license, which allows it to execute orders in-house. This license can have different names under different regulations, but it basically means the same thing in most cases. This broker type is also called a market maker, and it has the possibility to act as an execution venue or a liquidity provider for other forex brokers. The STP brokers are missing this type of license, and so they must turn to a market maker for passing the client's orders for execution. The STP broker usually makes money on commission, and its gains are only affected by the number of trades and not by their outcomes, such as loss or gain of clients. Number 4. Can an STP broker offer execution of trades? No, it cannot. It cannot execute trades on its own. If it does, then it probably means that the broker is in breach of regulation. You should check the type of license and its restrictions to be entirely sure. In some cases, however, an STP can act as an agent for an end broker, passing the orders to its own execution venue as a market maker, as described previously. However, this will create a chain relationship and it can become costly for the end broker. This is why this method is not popular unless the forex brokers are members of the same group of companies or have special pricing relationships. This means that the end broker will have to go through an additional channel, probably also additional fees, before reaching the actual execution venue. In addition, in some cases, such a chain relationship may also affect the best execution factors. Number 5. What is a hybrid model forex broker? Market maker forex brokers are allowed to execute their clients' orders on their own, trading against their capital. This, however, can result in a significant market exposure over their capital requirements. When clients win, the broker's capital is being pulled down, resulting in the necessity of a capital increase to be able to keep up with the capital minimum requirements. A regulated forex broker should ensure that its required capital is healthy and in compliance with the regulatory requirements. In order to ensure this is always the case, a market maker may choose to share the execution of the trades with another execution venue. This is allowed and sometimes even recommended by the regulation to help forex keep their capital healthy. It is actually a method to reduce the market risk exposure. Number 6. Is trading with a market maker bad? Not at all. I personally prefer them because I know what to expect and what I can do in case I believe I am being treated unfairly. Contrary to the case of an unclear STP, which you cannot be 100% sure if it's really an STP and you don't know what to expect. Choosing between a real STP and a market maker broker, it really comes down to personal preferences. Number 7. Is an STP forex broker allowed to use a related company as an execution venue? The answer is yes. Even if the execution company is another entity within the same group, it is still allowed to act as an execution venue, as long as its license allows it to. So don't be scared if you see the execution venue with a similar name or member of the same group of companies where your broker belongs to. It is a common way, and it is accepted by the regulations in most cases if done correctly. This doesn't necessarily mean that the broker will trade against you, since you don't trade against the execution venue. Also, an EU-regulated broker would not risk his license for such actions, since all trades are being reported to the supervisory authorities. So, how to recognize an STB broker? There's no simple way to answer this question without using examples. We are going to refer to EU-regulated brokers under MiFID in order to show you what to look for and where to look for it. The brokers regulated under MiFID must prepare best execution reports called RTS 27 and RTS 28. These reports should be made visible on the broker's website. These reports reveal the execution factors and details such as price, time, and execution venues. That's right, the execution venues. So in this report, if a broker claims to be an STP but shows itself as an execution venue, then it's not a real STP. A real STP would show other entities as execution venues. If you want to know more about these venues, next to each name, there should be a long and complicated number which represents a LEI, Legal Entity Identifier. You can use this LEI by searching it online with a free LEI searching tool in order to reveal more information about the said entities declared as execution venues. Be aware that every investment firm under MiFID must have a LEI. If you are not sure, you always have the right to ask what is the execution venue that executes your trades, and you can also ask for a best execution report from your broker. So what is the conclusion of everything we reviewed today? I would say get your priorities in order. It doesn't really matter if your broker is an STP or a market maker, as long as it is regulated and supervised. This is what you should care first and most. I trade with both models, and I don't feel differences in the trading experience or the execution. Sometimes, a forex broker chooses to stay STP because of the high capital requirements regulators usually impose on a market maker license, and the significantly increased reporting and regulatory hassle. Also, if a broker business model includes institutional clients and liquidity or execution services provision for other brokers, then they would bear the hefty market maker license. If their business model resumes to only offering trading services for retail or professional clients, just like me and you, then there is no need for market maker license. Don't forget that even the market maker will need an execution venue sometimes to bring down their market risk exposure. Very common for a broker to have its STP based in Europe and its execution venue another company in the same group based outside Europe, usually an offshore. This means that the broker will make money on both ways, on the STP company and on the market maker company, in two ways: by accepting clients in both companies and by providing services between the two entities. That was all for today's episode. We hope you find it useful. We will see you next time. And until then, stay safe from Corona and from scam brokers.